This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Let's talk about options trading. It is an astonishing phenomenon going on as a result of COVID-19. I guess everybody's bored. There aren't a whole lot of sports going on. You can't go to Vegas to gamble. And so they're turning to the stock market, a lot of first-time investors. Options volume is at a record, 18 million contracts a day on average in August. That's up 80% from last year. So far in September, 35 million contracts are changing hands every day, up almost double from a year ago. And for the first time, most options traders are now small investors. Since July, 60% of all the options trades have been for 10 contracts or less. Call options bought in August are worth $500 billion. So what are these things? A call option gives you the right to buy or sell a stock in the future for a price you set today. One contract controls 100 shares of stock, giving massive leverage, amplifying your gains and losses. All those individual investors, representing 12% of all the options volume, are beginning to be able to influence the markets because they equal 200 million shares of stock. These individual investors are not trying to profit from the premiums that they're collecting by selling these options. They're not hedging any particular position like banks or farmers do. They're merely engaging in naked, purely speculative plays. They're trying to get rich quick. And just to give you an idea of how much money they're spending on this, in just the first week of September, individual investors spent $11 billion on options trades. Just to put that into context, in all of last year, Americans spent $91 billion on lottery tickets. I mean, it's astonishing how much options trading is going on by individual investors who never did this. Why now? Well, for the first time, they're able to trade for free on sites like Robinhood. But that's not the thing that you have to realize. Only the commission is free. All the money they're engaging is at risk. It's an all or nothing game. And a lot of these folks don't even realize that options trading is a zero-sum game. In other words, it's like poker. You know, people show up at a poker table, and at the end of the night, the money is redistributed, but the grand total hasn't changed. If I win, you lose. That's how it works. And the same thing happens in options trading. If somebody wins money in an options trade, someone else lost an equivalent amount of money. That's totally different from the stock market. I can buy a stock, have it rise, and I make money. I sell it to you, it rises again, and you make money. In a stock market, everybody can win. But that isn't how it works in the options market. And a lot of these traders don't even realize that they're trading in taxable accounts, and every single trade has a tax implication. All of it at their maximum tax rate. There's no capital gains rate on any of this stuff because they're not holding onto these trades for more than a year. And if they lose money, they can only take a tax deduction this year on the first $3,000 of losses. So they're engaging in radical strategies. They don't realize the level of risk they're taking. They're able to move the markets, having implications for the rest of us. And oh, by the way, the SEC is now investigating Robinhood for failure to disclose its practice of selling those orders it gets to other firms to make money for itself. Robinhood might incur a $10 million fine. This is a very different scenario than just a few months ago. I remember getting a phone call from one of our clients asking me if all of these new investors getting into the market was having an impact on the overall market. And I said back then, no, because they're not investing enough money buying and selling the stocks they're buying and selling to make any difference. But when you engage in options trading, it's totally different because your dollar is now amplified 100-fold because you could buy one share of stock. That's one thing. But if you engage in an options trade, one trade equals 100 shares of stock. And the amplification has a huge impact. And so, yeah, I think for the first time, these individual novice, inexperienced investors could inadvertently move the market. I think, frankly, they may be responsible for some of the market movements we've seen over the past few months. Fortunately, all of it to the upside. The question is, if the markets begin to falter, might these individual investors with no experience get spooked and all run for the hills all at the same time? And what would that do? Jury's out. Who knows if the scenario will occur, and if indeed it occurs, will it have an impact or not? All of it mostly likely a short-term phenomenon. So here's my message for you. Don't be freaked out if you see sudden market volatility of an unexpected and unprecedented nature. It's because of this artificial trading that's going on in the options marketplace. We already saw a little bit of this. NASDAQ dropped 10% from its high in late August, early September. This was the fastest 10% drop in history. Remember last March? That was the fastest 10% drop in history, too. Back in March, it took 6 days to fall 10%. That was a record. Fastest fall to 10% ever. This time, it took 3 days to drop 10%. And almost as quickly, the markets shrugged and said, no big deal, and the markets are doing okay ever since. We'll have to wait and see how long the markets can sustain this level of volatility. How long will individual investors agree to sustain this level of market volatility? And how long will people remain focused on their long-term goals? I'll give you a couple of quick, fast facts you'll find interesting. Number one, Barron's polled Wall Street strategists and asked them, what do you think is going to happen to the stock market for the rest of the year? The general consensus, minimal gains. They're basically calling for the markets to be pretty flat for the rest of the year, and the markets will end the year pretty much where they are today. In between now and then, they may be volatile, but we'll end up pretty much where we are, is what the Wall Street analysts on average had to say. Meanwhile, here's another really fascinating statistic. If you were to ask an individual investor who buys and sells their own securities and does their own trading how well they're doing, chances are they'd be bragging about their returns. AAII did a survey. That's the American Association of Individual Investors. And they did a survey of their members. And they learned that their own membership, these are active stock traders, they overestimated their own investment returns by 3.4 percentage points per year. In other words, they're not making nearly as much money as they think they're making, or perhaps said another way, they're not making nearly as much money as they're telling you that they're making. And in fact, when asked, how are you doing compared to the market averages, they overstated their returns by more than 5 percentage points. In other words, when people tell you how much money they're making in the market, don't believe them. They're lying. Maybe knowingly, deliberately, consciously, for braggadocio rights. Maybe simply because they're miscalculating their own returns. And they don't know that they're not doing as well as they think they're doing. Amidst the pandemic, it is folly to try to get rich quick. It is absurd to try to buy individual stocks hoping that you're going to make more money than you would otherwise earn with a diversified, long-term portfolio. And that's the real message for you. I'm not saying, oh my goodness, run for the hills. I'm saying, oh my goodness, don't put all of your money into individual stocks. Own a diversified pool that features hundreds, even thousands of stocks from all sorts of market sectors and asset classes, and maintain that portfolio throughout the crisis so that you aren't running the risk of getting in on some hot fad just as it's about to go bad. If you've got questions or dilemmas about your investment strategy, what you ought to be doing with your savings and investments, a bank CD that has matured, a 401k now available to you because you've left the company, if you're trying to figure out what to do with the money available to you, give us a call. 888-PLAN-RICK. There's no reason for you to go this alone. We've gone through every crisis since the crash of 87, and we can help you get through this one too. 888-752-6742. Visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, a federally registered investment advisor and wholly owned subsidiary of Edelman Financial Engines, LLC. Financial Engines Advisors may also be referred to as Edelman Financial Engines or Financial Engines. Results are not guaranteed.